JWKI4DOS.
KI4DOS, W4DJW.
I want to let you know I just got through and it just started raining over here.
Good job, Gary. Did you get the tractor back underneath the shed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, everything is as it should be. got the radiator pulled out, the new one installed, and put some water in it, some antifreeze, and now I'm giving it a little test drive, make sure it's not going to leak anywhere.
Well, that's good. You didn't do any knuckle busting, did you?
My fins are on the radiator. I got one little knuckle on my, right at the base of my thumb, you know, where it goes into to your palm there. Got one little place right there I knocked the bark off, but other than that, I'm in good shape.
Well, that's good. I know it's hard for me to do any kind of work like that anymore without busting my knuckles. I don't know what the deal is, but well, I guess it's like anything else. If you don't practice, you lose your touch. I used to be able to do things like that multiples in an afternoon, like brakes on one car, radiator on another one, points and condenser on another one. And not bust my knuckles, but anymore, anytime I work on them anymore, I'm always busting my knuckles.
As we get older, our skin gets a little thinner, and it don't take as much to knock the bark off as it used to. but anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that I got it, got that new one put in, and like I said, I'm out driving it now just to make sure I don't have any leaks or anything. Of course, I won't be able to tell much if the rain keeps up. If it dries up a little bit, you know, just a little shower, and then dries up, then I can tell if it's leaking. But so far, everything looks good. Wasn't that bad of a job, really. The hardest part, like I told Joey, was getting down to the thing. You got to take the fans rounds off and all this other silly trash, and once you get down to the radiator, there ain't but two bolts holding that thing in. Well, actually, there's four. You take two of them out with the fans round, and the other two hold the radiator in place till you take those two bolts out and take those mounting brackets off, and then it pops right out. Not that big a deal. It's just taking the time to get to it, that sort of thing.
I think you do it the same way I do it, too. Whenever I do a radiator or something, or a thermostat or something like that, the gooseneck, I'd put just water in it to begin with to make sure there's no leaks before we put antifreeze in there. You don't want your antifreeze leaking out. But, your hoses, came loose easy enough? You didn't have to cut them off?
Well, I took the hose clamps loose and then grabbed the hose and twisted it, and it broke loose from the plastic and slid right off. And then the oil cooler lines, the only problem I had with those, they were two different sizes. One's a 5/8, and I had a line wrench for that, and the other one was a 19 millimeter, and I did not have a 19 millimeter line wrench. But I got the other two lines, other two oil lines broke loose, and it came right out with no problem. I didn't round any bolts off or anything like that. So everything's good so far.
Well, good. I know Joy will be happy as she gets her car back. She doesn't have to ride around in the truck anymore. Amy will ride around in the truck with me every now and then, but she doesn't like it. She'd a whole lot rather ride in her car.
Understand that. The car, Joey's got running boards on the Tahoe, and she can step on those and get in the vehicle. I don't have running boards on my truck. I told her, I said, I'm going to find out where there's a place that sells running boards or installs them and take my truck over there and get running boards put on it. That way she can get in and out of it a little easier. She doesn't mind riding in the truck. The seat adjusts real good for her and all of that. It's just that she has so much trouble getting in and out of it because it's so high.
I saw a truck with running boards like that came out when you stopped or the door opened or something triggered them, they would come out. And then when the car left, the running boards would go up like landing gear on an airplane.
Newer stuff, I don't have it on this 96. They didn't have it back then.
Well, I didn't know they even had that kind of stuff. That's pretty cool, though. I thought that's kind of nice. And it cleans up like an airplane going through the air, and then when you stop, it automatically drops the running boards out there for you. That's pretty nice.
Well, that would be. Like I said, I hadn't made up my mind yet. I may put running boards on the truck. I've had it since it was brand new. I bought it off a car carrier. It was hanging up on the top of, at the very back of a car carrier when I saw it. And went in and talked to the salesperson that had everything I wanted on it, plus some stuff. And but it didn't have running boards then, and it doesn't have running boards now. But I'm thinking about putting some on here just to make it easier for Joy to get in and out.
So when you, I guess you'll park it, and if it doesn't rain, make sure there's no leaks before you put antifreeze in it. You got your antifreeze already?
I had bought the antifreeze on my way back from getting the radiator. And that way I didn't have to go out to get it, because I knew I'd have to have it. And I went ahead and put that 50 mix in it. That seems to work out better for me instead of that concentrated stuff, because you don't ever know how much you got in there. And with a 50-50 blend, it's just the way it's supposed to be then. And, of course, I still got the water in the block of the engine, or some of it anyway. And, I put a little water in there, crank it up, and drive it around, make sure I don't have any leaks and that sort of thing. So, get back, it'll be hot, and then I'll see what it's doing. And then if it's there, everything's okay, I'll let it cool down and drain some of the water out, put that 50-50 mix in it, and be done with it.
Well, there you go. Good job. I'm glad it went so smooth, and glad you were able to knock it out before the rains got here.
But that was my biggest concern. I didn't want to have to pull it in the garage there to work on it. So I decided I'd just go ahead and try it and see if I can get done before the rain hit. And I did, so everything's good. But I'm arrived back at the house here. I'm going to get out and take my flashlight and look. It's not raining right this second. See what it's doing or not doing. And I'll let you know on the net tonight. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all have a great day. And don't you work too hard. 73 there, Dave. W4DJW, KI4DOS.
Sounds good, Gary. Appreciate you letting me know. I was interested in that. Gonna have to start doing stuff like that myself. Now that I don't have to. I told Amy I got a whole window of opportunity to do things I haven't done in many, many years coming up. That's gonna be kind of fun. I look forward to that, doing that kind of stuff. KI4DOS, W4DJW. Catch you on the net tonight.